Welcome to our Abdominal Aortic Aneurysm Repair Procedure Guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for an abdominal aortic aneurysm repair. We'll also let you know what to expect both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information on abdominal aortic aneurysms, including illustrations of the aorta and aortic aneurysms. Let's begin with a description. The aorta is the largest artery in your body. It carries oxygen-rich blood from the heart through the chest area and into the abdomen. An aneurysm is a weakened area in the wall of this artery. It can cause the artery to become much wider than normal, which weakens the artery wall. The most common location for an aortic aneurysm is in the abdominal aorta below the kidneys. So why have an abdominal aortic aneurysm repair? As your heart pumps blood through the aorta, the walls of the artery expand and then spring back. This can place continual pressure on an artery wall already weakened by an aneurysm. So an aneurysm may continue to increase in size and weaken even more. The larger an aneurysm becomes, the greater the risk of rupture or dissection. Dissection is the separation of tissues and can be very serious because it may cause uncontrolled bleeding. Surgical repair of an aneurysm can help prevent rupture. An abdominal aortic aneurysm repair may also be performed to improve blood flow and to stop a life-threatening hemorrhage. This procedure is commonly referred to as a AAA. There may be other reasons for your doctor to recommend a AAA repair. What are some of the risks? As with any surgical procedure, complications can occur. The risks of a AAA may vary depending on the type of procedure used. Open repair of an abdominal aortic aneurysm involves an incision in the abdomen. Possible risks include heart attack, irregular heart rhythms, bleeding, and injury to the bowel. Blood clots, infection, lung, kidney, and spinal cord problems are also risks. Endovascular aneurysm repair, or EVAR, is a minimally invasive procedure using small incisions in the groin. Possible risks include damage to surrounding blood vessels and organs, bleeding, infection, blood clots, spinal injury, and bruising. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor prior to the procedure. What should you do to prepare for an abdominal aortic aneurysm repair? Your doctor will explain the procedure and offer you the opportunity to ask questions. You'll also be asked to sign a consent form that gives your permission to do the procedure. Read the form carefully and ask questions if something isn't clear. Your doctor will take your medical history and a physical exam may be performed. You may also be given diagnostic tests to assess your ability to tolerate the procedure. You'll need to fast for 8 hours before the procedure, usually starting at midnight. Let your doctor know if you're pregnant or suspect you're pregnant. It's important to tell your doctor if you're sensitive or allergic to any medications, latex, iodine, tape, contrast dyes, and local or general anesthetics. Also, make sure your doctor knows all prescribed and over-the-counter medications and herbal supplements you take. If you have a history of bleeding disorders, or if you're taking any blood-thinning medications, such as aspirin or Coumadin, tell your doctor. It may be necessary for you to stop these medications prior to the procedure. Be sure to ask when to restart any medications that are withheld. You may receive a sedative prior to the procedure to help you relax. The area around the surgical site may be shaved. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparation. What can you expect during your abdominal aortic aneurysm repair? You'll be asked to remove your jewelry and clothes and be given a gown to wear. Before the procedure, you'll be asked to empty your bladder. An intravenous line, called an IV, will be started in your arm or hand. Additional catheters will be inserted into your neck and wrist to monitor your heart and blood pressure and for blood samples if needed. For open abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, you'll be positioned on the operating table on your back. After you're sedated, a breathing tube will be inserted into your lungs and you'll be connected to a ventilator, which will breathe for you during the surgery. A catheter will be inserted into your bladder to drain urine. The skin over the surgical site will be cleansed with an antiseptic solution. Then an incision will be made in your abdomen. Clamps will be placed on the aorta above and below the site of the aneurysm to temporarily stop blood flow. The aneurysm will be cut open and the wall of the aneurysm will be wrapped around a tube called a graft. The graft will be sutured in place, and the clamps will be removed to restore blood flow. For endovascular aneurysm repair, or EVAR, regional anesthesia may be used instead of general anesthesia. You'll also receive medication to help you relax and medication for pain relief. An incision will be made in each groin. Using special endovascular instruments and X-ray images for guidance, your doctor will guide a stent-type graft through the femoral artery. Once the graft reaches the aneurysm, it will be expanded and attached to the wall of the aorta. The guide wire and other instruments will then be removed. The incisions will be sutured and a sterile dressing will be applied. What do you need to do afterwards? After the procedure, you'll be closely monitored. If you have had an EVAR repair, you may go directly to a post-surgery care unit. If you have an open procedure, you'll be taken to the intensive care unit first. If general anesthesia was used, the breathing tube will be removed when you're awake and breathing on your own. You may receive medications as needed for pain, blood pressure, and to control any bleeding. After the procedure, you may have a drainage tube in your stomach. It will be removed when your intestinal function has returned to normal, usually in 2 to 3 days. When you return home, keep the surgical area clean and dry and follow your doctor's specific instructions. Arrangements will be made for a follow-up visit with your doctor. The incision may be sore for several days. Be sure to take pain medications recommended by your doctor. Don't drive until your doctor says it's okay. Other activity restrictions may also apply. Contact your doctor's office right away if you have any fever or chills, redness, swelling, bleeding, or other drainage from the incision or an increase in pain. You may receive additional or alternate instructions after the procedure, depending on your particular situation. Thank you for listening. We hope you found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on abdominal aortic aneurysm repair and other vascular health topics and procedures.